Blog Talk Radio.
My biggest secret, and he told me four. He smiled at me and said, "That makes me love you more." And then he made me laugh, and I knew it was a sign. He was a man that I wanted in my life, and with every passing day, I feel more and more that way. He heals me, he knows the real me, and he accepts me. He never hurts.
Peace, dear brother. Peace. This is Brother Marcellus.
Okay. Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm glad to be here this evening. Dear Sister Pamela informed me that you would be having a show, and, you know, I wanted to participate. I wanted to hear from the great Brother Sean speak on his area of expertise.
All praises be to Allah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You humble me, brother. You humble me, brother. I'm humble, you know. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, because, you know, health is definitely, it's important, but specifically to our people, because we suffer with so many illnesses and ailments. Anytime somebody can come before us and you know, give us the A to Z rundown on good health, the importance of it, the implementation of it, is always a tremendous blessing.
All praises. And you know, that's what I strive to do and be for our people, to fill in. The minister gave us the closing the gap. And to me, that means for me to get an expertise in a gap that we are missing as a people. We got God. We got farmland. We got mosques and temples and even schools. But we are missing our leader, the two leaders we've had, the messenger and the minister. One has gotten sick and appeared to die, but when he got sick and appeared to die, he had to go to our enemy because we had no hospital. Our leader, teacher, and guide, if we, you know, now we remember when Brother Supreme gave, you know, the interview, and he was like, when he was at the hospital and they had the cartoons with, they wanted to kill the minister. And he was like, well, you know, if they kill my father, we all, you know, he's not going to be the only one to die in that hospital room. But we have nowhere to take our people. So I went to school. I started my business first. And then to increase what I could do, I wanted to increase my education. And I found the degree plan offered by Purdue University, a Bachelor's of Science in Health and Wellness. And in this degree, we cover disease control and prevention. We study pathology, almost every aspect of health and wellness in one degree. And all praise is due to Allah. I'm striving to use my education. So,
yes, sir,
and they taught us, and I mean, just for, you know, for references, because I'm introducing myself. I've had my business since 2014, but I'm just going public. So I'm introducing my sciences and my qualifications to the public. And a part of my degree plan and why I chose it is because they taught us how to treat one person or a community. This was a part of the major aspects of the degree, was how to treat from one person to a whole community disease control and prevention. So,
praise be to Allah. Well, you're coming from the strongest foundation in the universe, which is the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And, you know, for the people that may be listening who may not be aware, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us two books on how to eat, to live, you know, and you know, for it to be two books, that means that there has to be some type of major emphasis on what we eat. And if you really study history, and even up to this modern day, no one has gone into the science of food the way that Master Farouk Muhammad taught the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it only bears witness to the Quran when it says that when that one comes, he will not only teach you what food to eat, but he will teach you what food to store in your houses. You know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And particularly in the conscious community, we have a lot of brilliant nutritionists and brothers and sisters that come before the people, tell them about certain herbs and teach them about certain sources of good protein. And while we applaud that, we have to understand that, that giants like Dr. Sabi were students of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There would be no Dr. Sabi without the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And all of these brothers and sisters who have wonderful messages to give our people as it pertains to nutrition, this food, they sat at the table or they sat in the audience as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave a thorough knowledge of the science of eating. And, you know, as black people, we dig our graves, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, with our mouths. And, you know, as a young brother, the thing, one of the most profound things that I ever heard the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say is that there is no set date for us to die.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. I base my business on that. That's the first, I'm telling you, my fourth book is under, is Enjoying Abundant Life. That's the name of my four scientific concepts to achieve supreme health. And I was, my books were mainly for my clients to take home, and just like other programs give you DVDs and such. So these, and I just made them public for the public. But this first chapter is how long do you want to live? Because each of my clients, however you answer that question, that's how I'm going to be a coach to you.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Big brother, just
okay.
I have 1 second.
Caller
318. Last four digits, 4573, you're now live.
Yes, sir. It is Sister Pamela.
Peace.
Thank you. Well, thanks a lot. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the program. I'm sorry I had a little difficulty, but nevertheless, all praises are due to Allah. And thank you so much, Brother John. As I call you, you are a God scientist, and you just have so much knowledge, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to share that with our people. So I'm going to let you finish answering what Brother Marcellus, was talking about, the Eden. Definitely, as the brother stated, that Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has often, you know, the books that he has for us. And thank God that we are able to access those books, and we definitely should do that as much as possible, because it's definitely helped us to stay around. Like the brother stated, we really don't have a set time to die just because of the negligence or the undisciplined that, you know, that we come to follow, you know, the world, what have you, that we are in such a sick state. So I'm so honored to have you here to break it down and, you know, to help us heal. Yes, sir, absolutely. So my question is to you, brother, is, you know, it's so important to grow our food also, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, and now that the minister put such emphasis on it with all the chemicals that they put in our food, which causes us to be very ill and sick, and we have cancers now like never before. You know, we as a people, we didn't suffer like that until we are following the Caucasian way of life. Let's just be real here. So with that stated, please, just a bit on the importance of growing food and what has been your experience of growing your own food, and what benefits have you seen with yourself and as well as your children. Thank you.
Oh, praise this be to it. So I'm gonna tell you, and I tell my client, this is what everything that I do, I teach my clients. So not only am myself, because I was born with a mitral valve prolapse in my heart, or what they call a sloppy valve, meaning my heart, one of my valves wouldn't open and close all the way. I didn't know this until I almost died. And once they did the life-saving procedures, and then they finally checked me out, we discovered what was wrong with me. So I'm coming from a place where at 19, this is when it hit me. And I almost died. I'm in the hospital 3 weeks, and I got these white people telling me that, hey, man, you know, this is 1992 with little to no technology. So we're not talking about yesterday. You know, we're talking to 92, you know. And, you know, so they was like, basically, we can't fix you, but you can, it's up to you on how you, it affects you. If you do all of these things, then you can minimize the effect and have a great life. If you don't, you're going to die. That's how they told me.
Wow.
And so if I had to fix myself because they told me they didn't have an answer. At 45, when I was still 44, I went and had my heart checked. They like, man, you're perfect.
Wow.
And so when you grow, and I'm laying that to, because that led me to grow my own food, because we have a saying that says food is medicine. So, but I'm eating all of these things that they say are medicine, but it's not working. I'm at home, I got a bunch of garlic, a bunch of onions, a bunch of ginger and turmeric, and I mean all the blueberries, but it's not working.
Wow.
Because I was buying it from the grocery store. Listen to me. They Europeans will play music for their plants, not the house plants, not even food. They'll play Beethoven. They got sciences on where they study how plants react to words, sound, and their environment. And it's just like any life form, it is the product of its environment. So when you take a seed and you put that seed in your hand, right, when two objects of matter touch, there is a transference of electrons. So when you smell your hand after you touch something and you smell that scent, that's the transference of electrons. So when you take that seed, listen to me now. The plant's job is to produce life. Woo-hoo, let's go now. See, the plant's job, they are called the producer. Their job is to produce life. So when you take that seed and you put it in your hand and you transfer your electrons into that seed, this is how they make GMO products now. See, so when this seed germinates and it grows, it will grow with your DNA embedded in it. Well, what is the nature of a plant? A plant takes in your CO2, your waste. It fixes it and gives you back pure oxygen. That's why you have plants in your house, because it takes in your O2, your CO2, your waste, and it gives you back pure oxygen. So the plant's job is to fix. So it will grow with your DNA embedded in it. And as it is growing, it is fixing it. So say if it's a tomato plant, when that 45, 60 days, 80 days come and it's time to harvest, the plant will have fixed your problem. And food, your food, will become your medicine. So when you go and you harvest that tomato, woo-wee, listen to me now. Woo, listen, you are God. God said, and when he created us, he said, and I have blessed them. Blessed is past tense, meaning it already happened. And I have blessed them to be fruitful and to multiply. And I gave them dominion over every creeping thing, crawling thing, and every life on the planet. See, this is how you exercise your dominion over the plants. You tell it what to do. So, sis, I know your condition. I met you at Savior's Day, sis.
Yes,
as fragile as you may appear, you are strong.
Because
right. When I gave you that hug, I felt your strength.
Right.
Praise be to God.
So if you are God, and you are, and you are growing these plants, and you come from the earth, the same place the plant comes from,
Your solution got to come from the earth. Well, how do you get your solution out of the earth? You grow a plant, and you tell it what to do. You command it. Why? Because you have dominion over it. Try it. Watch it work. See, people can say I'm crazy. You can grow a cherry tomato in 45 days. The bigger varieties take 70 to 90 days. Try it. Take one of those seeds.
Yes.
Lick it. Put it in your mouth. Let your DNA embed it and germinate it. Stick it into some soil. And as it is growing, when that first sprout comes up, touch it. Touch it. And tell it what to do. Pray to Allah, but you command. See, only thing we got to pray to is Allah. Once you align yourself with Allah, now you have the power to command the things underneath of you. Underneath of you? The fish. Every creeping and crawling thing. See, you ain't got the power, but the European has took it away from us. So now we were on the streets as drug dealers, ruling the streets. We were on the streets as prostitutes making money and as bitch robbers. Then we come to God and we want to be so meek that we can't do nothing. That's crazy. If you had power as a devil, then you got to have 100 times more power as God.
Wow, you got to have it.
The devil can't beat God. So now that I'm God, you mean to tell me I'm powerless? I can't say be and it is, and that's all the Quran say. Allah says, "Kun fayakun."
Yes.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, when you look at every black man, woman, and child, you are looking at Allah. Let's get it
right. This is the foundation.
They have a thing called psychosomatic disorder. For all of those that's listening now and in the future, when you go to the doctors and they do the blood test, they do the MRI, EKG, ECG, and all that other stuff, and they come back and they say, look, we don't know what's wrong with you. That means you are suffering from a psychosomatic disorder. This means fear, sadness, anger, depression, all of one of these low energy emotions is causing your physical body to react, and it feels like you got a cold. It feels like you got a flu. It feels like you having an asthma attack. It feels like you having a heart attack. It feels like you got lupus, AIDS, cancer.
Oh my God!
See, but why does a black person suffer a psychosomatic disorder? How can a black person be fearful or angry or depressed? Is when you don't accept your own and be yourself. Because God, listen, God, all he has to do is say be, and it is. When you was a baby and came out, you couldn't do nothing but cry. You couldn't turn yourself over. You couldn't. All you could do was cry. And eventually, you got strong enough to hold your head up. It wasn't no mystery God with no invisible hands pushing your head up. No, you did that. And then eventually, you willed yourself to crawl. And then eventually, you willed yourself to pull yourself up. And then you eventually willed yourself to stand and then walk. So now that we are big men and women, how can we not have more power? It was no mystery God that make any baby walk. If that baby does not walk on its own, it will not walk. We know babies that are old and aged that can't walk yet, and then you'd be like, dang, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with you? So how you lose power as a grown? Why does he feel the devil now that he's a grown man? No, the wrong food. Grow your own food. Why? Because how does he put fear in you? Because I put fear in the tomato plant. Why? Because that tomato ain't growing in no sunlight. It ain't growing in no earth. It ain't growing out in nature. It's in a building surrounded by devils. We don't know what they be saying to them. So when you get it, that tomato plant is breathing in the CO2 waste of those European farmers. and then it becomes the fabric of the plant. We go to the grocery store and we eat it. Hold up. What is photosynthesis? Photosynthesis is the science that the plant takes the sunlight, the invisible sunlight, and turns it into a visible chemical. Who on the universe doesn't like the sun? Europeans. Oh, so if a vitamin C comes from the sun, maybe if the sun kills them, the plant will kill them. So they have to genetically modify their food because they can't take more than 15 minutes of sun. So they can't eat the sun. See, so when we eat their food, it's no sunlight. It's no God.
Yes, sir.
And it's no light.
You know what? And Big Brother, you know what's amazing about everything that you're saying is I was literally having this conversation with somebody earlier, and I explained to them, I said, it's not wise to eat the food from a person who does not love you, because however they feel about you, however they feel about you is going to go into whatever they prepare for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that when we look on our plate, it looks like spaghetti and meatballs, but it tastes like hatred and vitriol because you're taking in everything that the enemy has on his mind for
you. Oh, my God. Wow.
And what is emotions, brother? It's energy, right?
It's so energy. It's frequency.
It's electricity. It's all of those, right? So listen. Electricity is the flow of electrons in the same direction. So how do you take these foreign chemicals and turn it into food? It's through the bond. So when you eat something, you and during the digestion stage, that's just simply breaking apart those bonds to release the energy. It's not and so when you do these they said they used to pray over crack to make it addictive to black people. I mean, I don't. That's a hood tale. I don't know how, but that's what they see. But that paints the picture because food is the object of this environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell my plant I love them, and for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. See, these are the laws of physics. So if I tell my plant I love it, if I say, "Hey plant, I got a bad mitral prolapse in my right ventricle. I need you to get this, this, and this so I can rebuild my cells in my heart." The plant does what I say.
Yes, sir.
And this is why. And this is why.
I just got a plant.
Go ahead. This is why the scripture says, "Physicians, heal thyself." It didn't say go to the doctor and get healed. It said heal yourself.
Wow.
And that is like I said, I just tell my clients I'm not selling nothing. I don't have no medicine, I don't have no oil, I don't have nothing, I don't have no supplement, nothing. It's how your body works. Our body is designed to heal itself without any outside source. So whenever it fails, that's when we turn to an outside source. But the first thing that we use is a thing called mind over matter. So if you, whatever position a person is in, see, unless we are born with a particular something, then we have to create it. Because if you're not born with it, then you gotta create it. So when we're looking at how the actual causes of death, number one is smoking. Number two is poor diet and lack of exercise. Number three is alcohol. There is others, but they are less than 1%. So they don't even really look at those. So if you're not smoking or not drinking, then the only other way you can die is from poor diet, because the human body is not designed to die. It doesn't grow old. We have to make it grow old. We have by not exercising enough, poor diet and lack of exercise. So these are the causes of death. I studied the causes of death. So if you eliminate the causes of death, what are you left with?
Life.
Right.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we died back in the day when we got tired of living, so we ate 3 meals a day.
Right. Exactly.
See,
wow.
Because the human body is not, but then he said it takes 75 years to learn how to live. So if
yeah.
we don't make it to 40,
mm-hmm.
50,
mm-hmm.
60,
yeah.
we die prematurely. So I tell my clients, I can at least get you to 75. Where you want to go after that is up to you. But you can't want to die without learning how to live.
And yes, sir.
You should not want to leave this earth without reaching mm-hmm. the age of having to learn how to live.
Yes, sir. Beautiful part, brother. You're absolutely right. If I may just inject a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful, you both, oh, my God. But, you're absolutely right. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we're just beginning to live, but most of us are ready to die at that age. We can't fathom of living beyond almost 60 or 70 or 75. We think that's how a lot of our people say, they've lived a good life. And they haven't lived a good life. Most of their life was full of sickness and chaos and everything else.
Mm.
But we think that it's a good life, and we think we've lived even at 50, 65, 70, but yet, in actuality, we haven't lived at all. So I just want to emphasize that.
And you know what, sis? If I don't
sir.
Know how to heal myself, I damn sure don't know how to set myself in heaven.
Yep. Say it again. Absolutely.
If I don't know how to heal myself, see this is why we go to the doctors. I'm trying to tell you, and we go and we get the same stories. We get the same stories, and because I get them from my clients, and they will be like, man, look, you know, I don't know, but I don't, and they keep swearing that it's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, whose body is it? If it's your body, if you don't have control over your own body, who else will?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know how to control your body, that's something different. We can remedy that in 15 minutes. It's yours. You just got to begin to practice, because practice makes perfect. So the same way we can practice, nobody knows how to walk, ride a bike, talk, none of that stuff. We practice it and we eventually perfect it. Same thing with healing. We just don't understand signals. I get a runny nose, I got a cold. I get a congestion, I got the flu. I get a something this, I'm having. We're not even doctors. And we, as soon as we feel, I'm sick. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to settle on the best part. Maybe that's a healing pain. Just like when people fast and they be like, oh, my stomach growling. Maybe that's a healing pain. That's not a hunger. Why I got to be a hunger pain? Why I got to be pain? You see, we psychosomatic disorder. We literally make ourselves sick by not settling on the best part.
Yes, sir. And another
literally
thing,
make.
You're absolutely right, brother. And they in this society, food is associated with everything that we think is fun. You know, it can be an anniversary. What we do, we eat. It can be a baby shower, a wedding, a birthday. You know, so we as people have associated eating so much with everything or a celebration, so that's why we are overeating and poor diet, et cetera, because all we do is eat for every senior occasion. So therefore, we have to do a whole new, you know, reprogram our brain to what is really right. So that's the challenge right there. Yes, sir.
That's why I ask my clients. That's the first thing I ask you. How long do you want to live? Because if you say whatever your answer is, remember, we speak things into existence. So if I say, how long do you want to live? If you say, I don't know, you could die tomorrow because you don't know.
Yes, sir. True.
Because we speak. So if you say, oh, a long time, that's not Islam, is mathematics. That's your brain and your body can't compute a long time. That's not math. See, because we write our history in advance. So if you can't look into your own history in advance and pick out when you, see, this is being God. When you sit at home and wait on that mystery God to bring you food. Emphatically, no. So how you going to sit and wait on him to heal you? How you going to sit and wait on him to say, hey, when Jesus came and he woke up the dead body, he said, Lazarus, get up. When people look at me and they say, why are you so hyped? Because Jesus transferred his energy to Lazarus. If somebody walk in a room and be like, I hate you, you're gonna feel some type of way. If they walk in a room and say, I love you, you're gonna feel some type of way.
That's so true.
See, Jesus transferred the God energy through sound. Lazarus, get up. See, that's how. Now just imagine if you see somebody in a sick family. You're in a wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
People can react to danger with great strength and energy.
Yes, sir.
They can see a snake and run. Woo, I didn't even know I could run that fast. Woo.
Right.
They hear a gunshot. Bang. Listen. Woo, right. Boy, I ain't ran that fast in 20 years. So listen to me. That's a person who thought their body was broke down. And gained enough energy to do a feat that shocked them. So this is what hearing something can do. So imagine if you change your hearing to so everything that you hear gives you that same energy. You don't have to hear a gunshot to hear it. You can hear a bird. You can hear your brother, your sister, your mother. You can hear a car. It doesn't matter. You can change your hear because you know you can get energy from hearing something. If you see a snake, you're going to jump. Woo! So you know you can get energy just from seeing something. You touch a hot stove. Woo! So you know you can get energy just from touching something. So if you change what you see, what you hear, what you touch, so everything that you see, that you hear, that you touch will give you that same energy, you can heal yourself overnight.
Because
everything is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred or transformed. So once you get that energy inside of you, it's yours. So once you see something, it's your energy now. It's what you do with it.
Yes, sir. Wow. Beautiful, brother. Brother Massas, do you have any more questions before I go on? Or do we have any callers, sir?
We have a bunch of callers online, but it doesn't appear like anybody wants to come in.
Okay.
But
by all means.
Let me say this, please. If you are on the line and would like to definitely get into this conversation, because it's a beautiful conversation, we're talking about healing with our brother, Sean Ali, please push one. So therefore, our brother Masada can know that you would like to speak or make a comment. And with that, I rest my mic. Yes, sir.
All praise be to Allah. I'm really, really enjoying what Brother Sean is saying. And, you know, I really wanted to ask him because it's occurred to me that, you know, when we're talking about sickness, a lot of the time some of our people may need to get a heart transplant. They may need to get a liver transplant or a kidney transplant. And there are a lot of parts of our body that can be replaced. But from my understanding, the stomach is not one of those things. So being that we can't get a stomach transplant, how much emphasis should we put on what types of foods we eat on a daily basis for our people who do eat maybe 3 meals a day or our people who do eat 2 meals a day? What kind of foods are best to put into your stomach so that way you don't wear it out prematurely?
Well, we are 75% water, and we are 98.6 degrees all the time. That sounds like a soup. So, all praise is due to Allah. Baby bean soup. Let's get it.
Yes,
okay, now that's the physical composition. Okay, now we are, look at our atoms. We are hydrogen and oxygen more than we are carbon, which is the matter. So that means when we are looking at, when I think I'm hungry, it's no such thing as hunger. It's a hormone. When the stomach gets empty, self-preservation, first law of nature. So when the stomach gets empty, it produces a hormone that travels up your spine, ghrelin, that travels up your spine to your brain to say, hey, I'm empty. So, for you know, you might want to think about filling it up in the near future sometime. But that's just to let the body know what's going on. We have been taught to think that that's hunger. Leptin is the hormone to turn it off, which European scientists teach that you have to eat because it's part of that satiety, being satisfied. So when you eat and become satisfied, it produces leptin, which turns the hunger or that signal off. But everything is controlled by your brain. So if I think I'm hungry, I'm 75% water, I might be thirsty. If I think I'm thirsty, your atomic mass is 65% oxygen is the biggest atomic mass. So am I breathing right? Because in water you have H2O, oxygen. So my body might be oxygen deficient, but I'm confusing the signal as being dehydrated or hungry. But to answer, when we're looking at, we got to know what we are made out of. Because if you put something in your body that you aren't made out of, what happens? Is that what a tumor is? Is that what an abnormal growth is? Is that what a disease is? Because you're not made out of it. So when you put something in your body that you're not made out of, it doesn't magically disappear. That's what messes your stomach up. Because your body, your digestive system does not know what to do with it. Because it can't. So it either tries to store it as adipose fat, or it will sit in your intestine. And your intestines are made to swell. So that's why the midsection swells. But that's the, each person has to know, how much energy did I use today? How many calories did I burn? It takes about 2,000 calories for normal heartbeat and breathing. That's without doing nothing. So once I go to eat, what am I replacing? Did I use any vitamins? Did I work out extra hard today? Did I burn some calcium, some magnesium? I have to know what I'm putting in my body, because anything I put in my body that it doesn't need, what happens?
Yeah.
So you eat and your body don't need none of what you put in it. What happens? So this is that's why we gotta see, these are the TV. They teach you when your stomach is growling, oh, it must be lunchtime, I'm hungry. No.
Mm-hmm.
That gas is atmospheric pressure. So the same like a submarine, your body balances the pressure by gas. That's what it'll burp, it'll pass gas,
or it'll make your stomach bubble. It's trying to equalize the pressure. It's not no hunger pain. No. See, but the thing is, know why you are eating and what you are eating. Because if you eat anything your body does not want or need, you have to ask yourself what happens. So even with the navy bean soup, if you don't need all of those ingredients, and it's almost one of the most complete foods. So let's say vitamin A, let's just say, okay, vitamin A and vitamin D are fat-soluble vitamins. That means your body, it needs fat from your body to work, but that means if you don't need it, it turns into fat. Those are microvitamins, meaning you need very little of them and not every day. So let's just say you eating confused like the Europeans. Because they have to eat like that. So let's say we're eating like a European and taking our vitamins and minerals every day. You can pick up weight and hurt yourself. Now, everybody that's listening, homework, Google the side effects from eating too many vitamins A and D. And I guarantee you, you will find some of your symptoms on there: nausea, blindness, headaches. Look at women. When you think you having a bad menstrual cycle, look at the side effect of vitamin A and D. Look at this. I'm trying to tell you, because when you put something in your body that you don't want or need, man, you got to ask yourself, because it does not magically disappear. It does not.
Yes, it does.
And when you see them grows and you go to the doctor and be like, oh, it's been growing for 18 months, that means you've been feeding it, you know. But that's the not trying to not answer, but because eating is specific. You got to eat according to what you did for that day. If I make that pot of spaghetti and let's just say it's got 500 calories and you didn't burn or don't need, it's going. That's it, you know.
Yes, sir. Beautiful answer and beautiful question, my scholar, that you did pose about the stomach. You're absolutely right.
Because of my
mother, you're right, absolutely. She has a condition of the stomach, and as the Honorable Elijah Holman said, once you mess that up or damage that, then you have problems. And you're definitely going through that now. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Man, I'm glad you brought me back to Brother Marcellus. You brought up another beautiful point about the organs in our body being able to regenerate. Now, the lowest common denominator in your body is a cell. It's atoms, but the basic one you can see with a common microscope is a cell. So they use the cell as the lowest common denominator because anybody can get a microscope and see it. All cells reproduce regardless of how long the cell life is. Because that's what the nature of the cell is to do. Now, let's just say you're at the beginning of this cell cycle and you fast and you pray and you exercise. And the mitochondria and that DNA that's inside of that cell becomes strong. When this cell goes to reproduce, it will reproduce into strength. Now, let's just say you're at the beginning of this cell cycle, and you don't eat to live, and you don't exercise, and you don't pray, or you don't do righteousness. The DNA, the mitochondria, the energy inside of that cell will become oxidized and that it will start to corrupt. So when this cell goes to reproduce, it will reproduce into corruption. It's all cells. So when they go looking at it under a microscope and they say, wow, your cancer is in remission, they are looking at the cells of it. The cell has become healthy. So when it went to reproduce, it reproduced into health instead of death, and they call it remission. See, they don't want, doctors can't use the word heal. They can't use certain words because it doesn't offer that, and you can sue them.
Mm-hmm.
You can sue them for lying because they don't heal. They don't offer no healing.
Absolutely. That's a substitute to prolong your life. That's a bit more.
But all the cells reproduce. Some cells, the skin cells shed every day. So that's a daily turnover. That's why you can have a pimple today, wake up, your skin nice and clear tomorrow. That wasn't magic. that wasn't magic. You know what I mean? You cut your nails today, give it a couple of days, they grow back. That's not magic. That's your cells.
Yes.
So that's just what we can't out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. We can't see our heart. So we don't know how to envision commanding our heart to repair. You can look at your nails and be like, oh man, I wish my nails were stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back and be, oh, look at my nails, they nice and strong. See, but we can't see these parts. So we don't know how to command. But everything is made out of cells. All cells reproduce. How it reproduces is up to you.
You will either
reproduce your life or your death. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No, sir. I just want you guys to give us a little bit example of, you know, when we say how to eat today, you know, maybe give the listening audience a couple of foods that you eat, that, you know, et cetera, that we've been taught, et cetera. Yes, sir.
Yes. Basically, I do the navy bean soup, and we make our bread, and we grow different fruits and vegetables that we'll eat out the garden. But if we're not trying to heal something or repair something, then we don't eat too many outside, because food is medicine. So if I'm not sick, why am I eating?
Okay.
So if garlic is medicine, and I'm not sick, and I eat garlic, is it still good for me? Because garlic didn't start as food. It started out as medicine in the Chinese. But when they warred Europeans and the Europeans destroyed all of the food, people were left to eat nothing but garlic. So they, just like onions, French onion soup, there was nothing to eat but onions. So they turned it into dandelion soup. It was nothing to eat but dandelion. So they turned it into soup. See, some of these things that just like us in the hole, we didn't have a choice. So we turned the poor part.
Right.
So these are medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So if we eat medicine, and just like if you go in the pharmacy and you take cough syrup and you don't have a cough, you hurting yourself. So the messenger said, eat no more than one meal every 24 hours to give your body a chance to digest and get rid of all of the toxins and poison. Because all food have a degree of poison, which is the waste. So if you don't let that waste get out of you, then it becomes toxic and poison inside of you.
Yes, sir.
So
when
we looking, and he also gave us a clue to eat and drink when you're really hungry or thirsty. Don't just get up and say, oh, let me drink 2 ounces of water because somebody said do it and you're not thirsty.
That's the part I was about to bring up, you know, brother. We've been taught, of course, by the society to drink at least 8 glasses of water. Of course, by the most unnatural humor, we were taught to just, as you stated, when we want water, when our body calls for it. He said that was for someone who eats almost 3-4 times a day. Yes, and I know. Yes, sir. And some of our people. Yes, sir. And I'm just gonna some many of our people believe it, and they're like, I have to drink my I'm on my fifth bottle of water. I'm like, oh my god, you know, and I share what I've been taught, whether someone agrees or not to agree or not to agree. But that is entirely too much of water. And saying that's too much can be also a bad thing. So I just want you to talk a little bit about
too much
that.
Water. See?
Yes, sir. That's what
yes,
I found.
Yes. Hypo, yes, hypo is too little. Hyper is too much. You can overdrink. And
mm-hmm.
every woman alive knows what bloating feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Bloating is water weight. So if the first weight you lose is water weight. So that, listen now, look, you be at the gym sweating, you thinking you did something, and your personal trainer be like, shoot, you just losing water. you ain't even got to the fat yet. So if that's an indication that we might be over drinking.
Mm-hmm.
If the first
mm-hmm.
weight that you lose is water weight, maybe you have drunk yourself into being overweight. So now you're looking at, we are electricity. We are electricity. That's how you restart somebody's heart, clear, and you shock them. Because we're electrical. So when you have a chemical solution and you dilute it, it becomes weak. The number one cause of death is heart-related problems. How do you dilute the electric? And your heart is your electrical. That pacemaker is the electrical spark that causes your heart to beat. So how do you dilute that? Too much water. Now you don't have enough sodium and potassium in your body to make that electrical spark. You weak minded.
Because
your brain works on electricity. See, you foggy, your heart, your digestion, your whole, we 75% water. What happens when you become 77% water? What happens when you become 70, you're no longer yourself? How do you make devil? You take an original.
Yes, sir.
So when we look at that water, and that's where it comes at. You can listen to your doctor who's not living that long, or you can listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad who gave us a blueprint. Now, and for those that's listening, yes, I do base my business on the teachings, the lessons of the messenger, the supreme wisdom, and how to eat to live. Because he is the teacher that told us that we are God. And he's the teacher that told us how to be God. In order for his wisdom to work, you need his How to Eat to Live program. So, and his program makes gods, which we are. So when we look at the state of our nation, the Nation of Islam, and those outside of the Nation of Islam. As the minister himself said at Savior's Day, how to eat to live is now a law, which it never was not a law, but it's now, because there's no compulsion in religion, but it's now a law, because you can't put new wine into old wineskin. So, I mean, but these are the things that we have to employ on ourself. We have to be proactive with. Yes, you can heal yourself after you get sick, but by the time you need a doctor, how long you been living with it? They'll be like, you'd be like, I've been living with it 18 months, 3 months, 4 years. We live with pain so long. It's what do you want me to do now?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the things that we have, right? I mean, you know, with exercising, it's personal. You have to exercise according to what you want to achieve. Eating is personal. He said eat to live. If you want to eat, if you only think you can live to 65, that's how you're going to eat. You're not going to eat one meal a day. Because if nobody in your life that got to 65, what they wouldn't eat, they would eat more than one meal a day. You're not. If you can't conceive 300, 400, 500 years, you're not going to eat one meal a day.
Because
he said that's what you get. He said if you eat one meal a day, what do you say, 125, 125? That's just on one meal a day.
Right.
Now, if you increase that, the time length increase. If you don't want to live that long, you are not going to eat that way. That's only for those that want to live that long. For those that are poor, that are listening, the people that have the money cannot take it with them. So if you put yourself on a program to live 125 years, everybody you know now is going to be gone, but all their wealth is still going to be here. Then all you got to do is walk and pick it up. Listen, you can outlive poverty.
Yes, I'm sure. That'd be great. Yes, sir. With that, let's take a commercial break. If we have anyone that would like to make a comment, please don't be shy. Come on in and show love. It's about love and healing here. If you have a question or a comment, please push 1. And our dear beloved brother, Mount Silas, we definitely open up the line.
Yeah.
So go on. Okay. Brother Mount Silas, do we have? Yes, sir. Okay. If there's no, go ahead, sir.
We definitely do have a couple of people that are tuned in, but no one has indicated that they want to say anything.
Okay, then. Well, you're welcome to, just listen. Or definitely, it would be great though to hear your voice, because this is a show about learning. Whether you're in the nation or out of the nation, we're about healing. We're about helping. We're about uplifting our people. And with that, we're going to take at least 2 commercial breaks, and we'll be right back at the Initiative Radio Network with Brother Sean, our guest, Brother Sean Ali, and our co-host, Brother Masada, and, of course, your one and only, Sister Pamela Muhammad. Thank you.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, it's based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539, at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the civil rights movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s black power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. Oh, Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African-American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
All praises to Allah. We are our friends.
Thank you, Brother Marcel Christopher. Yes, we're having a great time, our dear beloved brother. I think we are having a little background issue here. But with that, we're starting to have a beloved brother Sean Ali. And he
yes,
is
ma'am.
A health and, yes, health and fitness. He has his own business owner and life coach of energy and nutrition. Over 10 years of developing healing techniques and services to the world. And with that, again, thank you, brother. We do have a couple of questions. Again, let me go back to the phone before we get these questions in. Anyone that is on the line that would like to ask a question, make a comment, just give the greetings, give some love, then definitely push one. And our dear brother, we'll bring you right on in. Thank you so much, nevertheless, for tuning in. We do appreciate you. So with that, we're going to talk a little. Yes, sir. Having a beautiful time with our brother and learning so much about healing yourself. So with that, dear brother Sean, let's take a question that you had. These to be via Facebook to me. This person has a diabetes, or is a diabetic, should I say. And she wants to know, what are some things that she can do to control her diabetes or her high sugar? Yes, sir.
Right. And that would be to, number one, stop. Everything is energy. So it's no such thing as diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't use those terms because your body's either balanced or it's imbalanced. So when you eat something your body does not need, a bunch of glucose. And glucose, is we use that for energy. So if you eat a bunch of energy material but don't exercise to use that material, that energy, it will sit in your body. So that's basically almost what diabetes, that whole diabetic situation is. We are glucose, our body makes energy, or ATP. It takes oxygen and glucose and creates the molecule ATP, which we use for energy. That's why children get sugar rushes. That's our energy. That's why fruits are sweet. If you're eating too much glucose but aren't using it, now it has a chance to collect and build up because it doesn't just disappear. So basically, increase your. That's why we went over the causes of death: smoking, poor diet, lack of exercise, or drinking. So this means that when you're looking at your health condition, it's one of these three things, unless you were born with it. So if you're not a smoker or a drinker, then it's diet and exercise. They go hand in hand. And they are ready to surpass smoking as the number one actual cause of death. So a diabetic situation is I'm eating too much. Because the only way your level can be off is if your glucose intake is too high. That means you're eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, I mean, that's you stop eating high sugary foods fast from store-bought sugar. Get your body used to God's shit. That's all. It's your diabetes is the store manufactured devil sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, body can process. It makes your blood like syrup. It makes sure your body doesn't know what it's hard to process.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So, listener, hopefully you would try to extend what the brother has suggested, and I pray that you're, you know, you'll get
I don't charge for. I pass my stuff out. I want us to be free and healthy and strong.
Yes, sir. Absolutely wonderful, brother. Before you go, also please give everyone your contact information. He has beautiful books out, everyone. It definitely is worth every cent that you earn and spend with the brother. Absolutely beautiful. With that, we're going to talk a little bit about, brother, your WOW, your WOW program that you have. Would you please enlighten the audience about that? Yes, sir.
Yes, the wow factor, the womb of wellness, because this is on the science that no matter what you do, your body does not heal until you go to sleep. So you can fast, pray, you can exercise, you can make water, the best water on the planet Earth. If you do not get a good night's rest, your body does not heal, because it does not heal until we get out the way. Because like I said about the big, we go through so many ranges. Our body, we're using energy. So we can't heal and use energy at the same time. So when you go to sleep, you can look at some people and they look like they're dead. You got to be like, oh, man, hey. They be like, you look like you was dead. I was just making sure. You know, you got to wake them up to make sure. Because they in that deep, they're healing. You can feel, you can feel like you ready to die. You go and you sleep for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours, and you wake up and you be like brand new. Your doctor can look at you and tell you're not getting enough sleep. So the wow factor is, unfortunately, many of us crash and fall asleep. We don't go to sleep. So we'll go to sleep with the phone in our hand, TV still on, glasses still on, food in your... We crash. That's not how you go to sleep. And you usually wake up the same way. Ooh, what happened? Where was I at? See, you can. That's how people die in their sleep. Because sleep is the closest you will get to death. So when you don't prepare your body for sleep, you increase your chances of dying in your sleep. You increase your chance of not healing. So you wake up feeling just as bad as you went to sleep. You did not heal. So we prepare. You relax. You de-stress. You go ahead and you let everything mentally, spiritually that happened go. You physically, you do a little you know, you loosen up, man. Let me, you know, because the body is made to move. So let me do a little shimmy. Jay-Z, let me do the brush off. Let me brush that dirt off my shoulder. You know, let me get loose because I got to prepare my mind and my body to go to sleep. But you got to know what you need healing in. You can't just say, I need healing. You got to know what's wrong with you. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, as we envision, as we conceive, we achieve. So if you can't conceive the picture of your spine and knees, you can't see that vertebrae in your spine that's a little off, that needs a little strength, calcium, or bone material, then you can't command your body to send that energy to it. So if you got cancer, but you don't know what it looked like, you don't know where it's at, you don't know how, so you can't picture that tumor in your mind, and you can't picture your body sending those natural killer cells, those phagocytes, see, those myokines, those cells in your body that naturally kills cancer without anybody else outside touching you. You got a cell in your immune system called the natural killer cell. The natural killer cell. If you look up what it killed, pass it to our school. If this cell does all of that, how in the hell can anybody get sick? It kills everything. It's called the NIC killer. It's just one of many. It kills everything. So my point is, if you can't conceive, because you can't see inside of yourself, so if you don't study anatomy, don't study your own anatomy. So if you you don't know what your bones and your tendons are, you can't see it. So you wake up not healed. So this is the wow factor. It's creating your womb of wellness, relaxing, de-stressing, then creating. I show my clients is to me and say that I don't diagnose them. My clients have been told they're ready to die. They got this, that. Man, I cry on the phone. So I'd be like, wow. And not because, like, I wish I had seen you years ago so you could have been living a healthy life. That's why I cry, you know. You have to, because if you have a physical ailment, it looks like something. So if I show you what it looks like, and now you have relaxed your mind and your spirit and de-stressed your body, and now you go to and you create it. So now you can see that energy trap. That you go away on the birthday, that you go away to work tomorrow. Because you know what's in your closet. So you can pick out what's in it. You don't know what's inside your body. You can't pick out what's. So you can't create vision of self healing.
Yes, that's important. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. And I've been striving to do that myself. So definitely, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I do. You know, I have a couple of cookies here and there. But I'm working on, you know, I'd have, you know, put more vegetables in my diet. And I'm striving to pray more and envision. You know, that I want my body to heal. So that's definitely, you're absolutely right. We have to have a vision in order for it to come into reality. So that's very important. You're absolutely right. And, yes, go ahead, brother.
I mean, people have a five-year, they'd be like, well, ask them, do they got a five-year plan? What's your five-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? Will you see yourself? Listen to me. Where do you see yourself in 20 years? See, but when I say you can heal, where do you see? You got to be able to see healing.
The same way people be like, man, I've been planning it. I worked this for 20 years and I achieved it. You can mm-hmm. do that. We are God. That's God. The only yeah. thing that in this universe I know that can look into the future and then walk into it is God. So if you can pick out your outfit for tomorrow and then wake mm-hmm. up and get that same outfit that you saw in your head, put it on and go throughout your day, that's God. You can pick out your man.
Yes, sir. Beautiful, bro. That's right. Praise be to God.
We've been playing God our whole life, man.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Please, don't. No, sir. Do not apologize for what you are saying because you're absolutely right. And we all need to hear this, and we all need to put it into practice.
Yeah.
And that, yes, right. Sir. Absolutely beautiful. So was that? Oh my God, the time is passing. But let me ask brother, bring brother Mustafa's back on in here. And brother, do you need? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting so tongue tied because I'm having such a beautiful. It's been beautiful. Would you like to ask the brother a question or so before we close up, sir?
I just want to thank the brother for the information that he disclosed this evening. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say
yes,
thank
sir.
You, brother, you know, for everything that you shared. And, you know, keep on because we need this.
All praises. I mean, thank you, brother, man. I mean, you've been receptive and being brotherly from the first word, brother. So I appreciate your spirit and your wisdom. I mean, I definitely, you sharp yourself, bro. So next time we gonna have to, you know, we gonna have to do more of an exchange because I really was looking for you to bring some more of your wisdom. So you know, in the future, I definitely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Yes, sir.
Yes, he's a sharp brother too, right? Y'all know these sharp brothers and gods here. Who could ask for more? Beautiful brother, Sean, we thank you so much. Of course, I love you. You've done great. I mean, I see your, you have this movement where you kind of move something that, definitely
yes.
when I hear that, I try to move something, you know. Yes, so that's been beautiful. May Allah continue to bless you in all your good endeavors and your positive energy and your healing and your love for our people. There's nothing that we can put a price on it when it comes to saving and healing someone. So with that, on behalf of the Initiative Radio Network, and my beloved brother here, my Silas, thank you so much. Also, please tune into his show on Saturdays. He has the Joshua Generation, I believe. If I'm wrong, brother, please correct me. But nevertheless, thank you, Brother Sean. Thank all the listeners. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You are always welcome to the Initiative, Pamela Palace, and Lightning. May you have a blessed night. And everyone else, thank you so much.
Praise be to God.
Oh, one more thing, sir. Put out your information, please. I'm sorry. Your book, your where we can contact you, etc. Please have a little more time for that. I think. Okay, I thank you, Brother Sean. My gosh, I didn't get this all this information. But with that, Brother Sean does have a Facebook page, Sean. SEANALI. With that, thank you so much, brother. My side has been beautiful and great as always. Assalamu alaikum, peace and love to everyone.
Walaikum salam, family.